Chazar zu sechen ish mishabachi chesh l'shag on Rav Yehuda mesech d'shab b'zav nun. Rav Rechana told a brice that says if someone cut branches to use for firewood, then he decided he wants to use them to sit on Shabbos. So Tanakama says he has to actually tie the branches. He has to do a maisa that shows he intends to use it on Shabbos, and then it's mutter to be used on Shabbos. So Shimon Gamliel says he only has to intend to use them on Shabbos in order to make them mutter to use on Shabbos. Rav Rechana paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Machlekes Amaroyim the Gabi this as well. Rav says the branches have to be tied. He holds like a Tanakama. Shmuel says you just have to have intent, and he holds like a Shimon. Rav Asi says as long as he sits on them before Shabbos, then you don't have to tie them. You don't even have to have in mind. Who does Rav Asi follow? Rav Asi follows a Tana of a different Brisa, who says that you can go out with a wound dressing on Shabbos even if you didn't intend to do so, as long as you went out with it a little bit on Friday, then it's enough. You don't have to intend or do a Maisa in order to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because once it's worn a little bit on Friday, it shows that it's prepared for Shabbos. Rav Ashi even brings a proof to Rav Asi from another brisa that talks about straw, whether it's muksa, if you put it down on the bed and you want to use it for a mattress now on Shabbos, but before Shabbos you would tend to use it for something else. Can you use it now on Shabbos? Could you move it on Shabbos? The brisa ends up saying that if you laid on it a little bit on Friday, that's enough. It's no longer muksa for Shabbos. Who is this Tanakanma who argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel and says that you have to actually tie the wood together to show, do a maisa in order to make it not muksa? The Gemara says Rav Chanina ben Akiva. The Gemara tells a story that Rav Dimi, in the name of Zeiri, in the name of Rav Chanina, says that Rav Chanina ben Akiva once told his Talmidim to have in mind to use certain branches on Shabbos that they would want to use it and sit on. And over there, Zeiri said, I'm not sure if Rav Chanina ben Akiva said that, if this story took place by a wedding or it took place in a base oval. Is Mashma the only reason that he allowed them to be makel, to only have intent and not to actually do a maisa, was because their people were very busy, either because of the chasna or because of the base level? Is Mashma in any other set of circumstances he would have required them to tie it to do a maisa? So you see, he's a Tanakama who argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel. Yehuda says you're allowed to bring a box full of earth into your house to use on Shabbos. Mazutra says it only can be done when the person designates a certain corner, a Karen Zavis, for the earth, then he's allowed to use that earth on Shabbos. Rabbanan said to the Republic of Chari, this only follows Rav Shimon, because according to the Tanakhama, like we just learned before of the Brisa, so the person would have to do an action in order to make it not muksa. It was not enough just to put it in a corner. Rav Papa said, no, it could be that even the Tanakhama would agree in this case. Maybe the Tana only says you need an action where there's something that you can do an action to, like tying the branches, but over here there is no action to do to the earth, and therefore maybe the Tanakhama would agree that it can be used as long as you put it in a corner. Maybe this is actually Machlokes Tanoim, because one brisa says you're allowed to clean silver with earth or sand on Shabbos, and another brisa says that you can't. So maybe this is Machlokes, because there is no action that can be done to the sand. So maybe the brisa that says that you're not allowed to use the sand on Shabbos holds that the maisa, no action was done, and therefore it can't be done. And the other brisa says that since no action can be done, therefore the sand is mutter. Where it says, no, it could be all agree that you don't need a maisa to be done when there is no maisa that could be done. Maybe the machlokes and the brises is that maybe the first brisa holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says dov she'en miskaven is osur, and therefore since rubbing the sand on the silver may smooth it out, even though it's unintended, but still dov she'en miskaven is osur, and that's why it's osur. And the second brisa, who says it's mutter, maybe holds like Rav Shimon, because even if it gets rubbed out, it's dov she'en miskaven is mutter, and that's why it's maybe mutter. The problem with saying that is the second brisa then says that you're not allowed to rub your hair with the sand, and another can't do that because it may pull out some hair. But now if it goes according to Rav Shimon, Dov Shem is Kavas Mutter, why can't you do it? The Gemara says that really both brises follow Rabbi Yehuda. And the one that says that you're allowed to use the sand holds that the silver does not get smoothed out by the sand. The one that holds that you're not allowed to use the sand because he holds that the silver does get smoothed out. The brisa then says you can use it to wash your face. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can maybe pull out the hairs of from your beard, and therefore, how are you allowed to do that? The Gemara says the brisa refers to either a cotton or an isha or a saris who don't have beards. More than because machlokes of different things that you are allowed to use to wash your face with different substances because it does not obviously pull out here. The yes of Sheish is if you're allowed to hit olives onto a rock on Shabbos because that makes them sweet. He said even on the weekday it's usher because some of the oil gets wasted. The Chayri, he argues on Shmuel. Shmuel says you're allowed to use your food for all your needs. Mora says that Shmuel only allows that by food that doesn't get disgusting when you're using it for these other needs. But olives would get disgusting by hitting them, and therefore, and since you're losing some of the oil, that's why it would be usher. The machlokes regarding some of the things that you're allowed to use to wash your face. So one of them was called barda. So the Gemara brings a maisa that Amemar and Avashi actually used barda to wash on Shabbos, but Marzutra didn't. Mordechai explained that Marzutra wouldn't even use barda during the week because he held that's beautifying, using that as beautifying yourself like a woman, which he held as aser. But the others held that it is proper to use such a thing to beautify yourself because it's proper covered for Hashem to keep yourself clean.
Mishnah said, "Belozman azayu oimer kupa mata al tzidav and noitel shemitel."
Rabban named Rav Chiya Barashi explained that everyone, side of the Sire Belozman and Zayas Hadacham, all agree that you're not allowed, that if that hole that you had the pot in got mixed up, messed up, you would not be allowed to put the pot back there because you can't move the wool. The machloikis is, if it stayed where it is, is there like a gzera that you can't put it back? As a chash that you may put it back when it did get messed up. The Chacham said there's no such gzera. Belozman and Zayas says there is such a gzera, therefore, even if the hole stayed, you still can't put it back. And therefore, Belozman and Zayas says you can't take it out. Rav Huna said regarding the slikusta plant, a good smelling plant that they would keep in the earth and pull it out and smell it and put it back, that if it was taken out of the earth before Shabbos, put back in, taken out again, or actually it was put in the earth, it was taken out and put back in, meaning it was three times, in, out, in, then that means the hole in the earth is big enough, so you can pull it out on Shabbos, you don't have to be afraid that you're going to be moving the mix of earth by doing that anymore. Similarly, Shmuel said if you stuck a knife in between rows of bricks, it's also allowed, you're allowed to take it out on Shabbos. Again, if you stuck it in, pulled it out, and stuck it back in before Shabbos, it's not a problem. Mazutur of Ravashi, he said you can stick a knife in between these tightly packed reeds, and you're not afraid that you're going to peel away some of the reeds when you're doing so on Shabbos. Ratina asked from a Mishnah that says that you are allowed to pull a turnip or a radish out of the ground on Shabbos as long as the leaves are showing, even though you didn't stick it in and out. To Yuftav Rav Huna and Shmuel.